This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to hour number two of Ron Segi Today, nationwide and around the world. And a couple of months back, we had one of many interviews on the air by the genius of Norman Lear, who changed television viewing forever starting back in the 1970s. This past Tuesday, Norman Lear passed away at the age of 101, and our first segment is a tribute to this treasure of the broadcasting industry. Then after that, we have the lead singer of Foghat with a brand new CD out. Scott Holt will be joining us. Later on in the hour, the dean of political strategy. He also has a book that's hitting the shelves right now, Dick Morris. And in our lifestyle segment, we have Carl Renner and Elizabeth Warner. And that's all coming up this hour with Ron Segi Today. We're going to pause only momentarily, but when we come back, our first segment of hour number two is a tribute to Norman Lear.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Welcome back to hour number two of Ron Segi Today. And our first segment this hour is both a joyous one and a very sad one. It's joyous because we are celebrating a life that was filled with so much enthusiasm, bravery, entertainment, laughter, and how to laugh at ourselves. And it's sad because we lost the giant in entertainment. Not that long ago, we had him on the air. He was 101 when he passed away Tuesday, and he will be remembered as one of the forerunners in revolutionizing television during the 1970s on. This is a tribute to Norman Lear, who passed away at the age of 101 years old. And this is one of the many interviews that we did with this giant in the broadcasting, entertainment, and television business. Shows like All in the Family, Maude, Good Times, The Jeffersons, and Mary Hartman, I mean, it was a different world then because this was the first time that television addressed topics that were very sensitive to the general public. He got a lot of criticism for it at first, but then it became a trend that took him to the top of the charts just about every week with all of those shows. They were all in the top 10 shows. Joining us right now is the legendary Norman Lear. Hi, Norman. How are you?
Hi, Ron.
And now, Norman, 101 years old. Any complaints?
If I had a complaint, it'd be an ingrate.
Oh.
No, I thank you very much. And as I listened to you with that introduction, I thought, even this I get to experience. I couldn't be more grateful. Thanks.
This is a remarkable story about someone who's come from very humble and difficult decisions, early childhood like you did, to make it to where you are today. Was the book therapeutic to write, Norman? Because you bring back some memories, especially of your mom and dad, that were tough to remember.
Yeah, it was extremely therapeutic. It's amazing how, at my age, writing that book, how much I learned about my life and myself. And, you know, when we take the time to reflect on everything we've been through and everything we've learned, and, you know, especially if we're forced to talk about it or write about it, it's amazing. I think it's true for all of us. It's hard to be a human being, and we all experience that difficulty differently. But it's, you know, I think about it as the game of life. Pay a lot of money for the hard games, the most competitive games, the most difficult ones. And this game is hard, too.
Yes.
And we don't know the conclusion, and that's interesting.
I know you vacillated on this for a long time about writing it, and you really have written it warts and all. And you learned something about you that we didn't know. For example, I was not aware of the fact that you were a veteran of 52 missions on a B-17 in Europe.
Yes.
You had one point for going to be in the first class of the Hall of Fame for the Television Academy, and you called your mom.
Yeah.
I love this. Man, I have to read this. She said, and you told her, you know, you're in there with the greats. I mean, David Sarnoff, William Paley, Edward R. Murrow, all of these fanfare.
Milton Berle, Lucille Ball.
Yeah. You told her you were going to be in this. She says, well, that's what they want to do. Who am I to say? How do you feel when you get a reaction like that from
Except
mom?
Except with this inflection, Ron. If that's what they want to do, who am I to say?
Who am I to say? Now, you were doing a lot of movies and stuff with Dean Martin, Vincent Price, Martha Raye, Hedda Harper, Andy Williams, Frank Sinatra. When you got on the scene with these shows that at the time seemed controversial, what kind of problems did you go through with the networks, with the general public, with shows like All in the Family?
Never went through any real difficulty with the general public. Of course, there were people who disagreed or didn't like or, you know, and that was a reasonable amount of mail that was always, by the way, provoked a good conversation because I would answer as many letters as I could. And I had long conversations over a period of months and sometimes years. The network was another thing. You know, we always lived with an established that thinks it understands what's best for us. And it's not an establishment that takes that many chances. So, you know, so I had a network to say this, their favorite way of putting it was, this will not fly in Des Moines, or there will be a knee-jerk reaction in the Bible Belt. There was a knee-jerk reaction when it was provoked, when there was a lot of press about the network wouldn't do this, and I was saying, yes, we have to do it. And there was sufficient press on that. Then there were organizations on the crazy right or religious organizations that joined with the network and said, no, he can't do this. But the American people are so much wiser than they're given credit for.
You are still not afraid to give your opinion of something, as you did on the shows. When you get bad press, like, let's say, critical press, like you did with some of the shows, and especially All in the Family, because that was the groundbreaker. Those negative reviews, Norman, got to be way down deep inside a great thing. I mean, look what it did for Elvis when he first started. You know, everybody wanted to go see him in concert because they wanted to see the rest of his body. It's like when you go past a wreck. You want to look, but you don't want to look. You got All in the Family, you're getting all of these reviews that maybe aren't as complimentary. And then you turn around and say, I'm going to watch that because what's this all about? I mean, was that the case?
Yeah, the reviews were pretty bad. The New York Times ran a really long article about anti-Semitism, racial and religious issues and so forth. And she just loathed the show. She was writing about the first and second episodes when she wrote this piece. But they allowed me to answer her. I love one line in my answer. I said the way she expressed herself about the show and the way I felt were so different that she had to be somebody about my age. And I said we were aging in different wine cellars.
Great line. Great line. I find it, in business myself, I find it very difficult to juggle a lot of things at one time. Here you're juggling 9 shows on the air at one time. It had to be a very busy time, exciting time. And this is what I loved about the book, Little Things. I mean, like I said before, you have warts and all. The word stifle, which of course was, you know, like a phrase that was synonymous with Archie Bunker, was a word your dad used.
Yes. Jeanette Stifle.
Yeah, Jeanette.
I can see his nose next to hers as he was screaming in her face.
And a comment he made when you were so happy that you were getting like $350 or $400 a week writing for Danny Thomas, he said, when you make $1,000 a week, then that's a lot of money. I mean, these are tough things to accept as a young man.
And what was so foolish and funny about that was that, you know, he never got close to making $300 a week.
Yeah.
He was always going to have $1 million soon.
You referred to him as Arthur Miller's Willy Loman, didn't you?
Yes, in the sense that the one thing he did was, no matter what the odds were that seemed against him, he got up in the morning and his lust for life was so full. And he left the house with a shoe shine and a smile, like Willy Loman. It was ridiculous that he thought he was going to be wealthy very quickly with one scheme after another, but I loved the zest.
even this I get to experience.
There are two words, small words, that are much more important than we, nature of things, give them credit for. And those words are over and next. And when something is over, it is over, and we're on to next. So I kind of found that a long time ago. And the hammock in the middle, if there was a hammock between over and next, that would be where living in the moment is.
Mm-hmm.
I looked forward to this interview.
Well, I appreciate
because
it
was my next. And I think of it truly as even this I get to experience, because it took me years, a bunch of months and days and weeks and minutes to get to this interview. It took you all your life to get to this moment with me, too. Thinking about it that way just knocks me out.
Oh, my gosh. I got the chills when you said that. Absolutely. But I would be remiss if I didn't ask you my Barbara Walters question, what I hate to do, but I gotta do that.
Your Barbara Walters question?
My Barbara Walters
yes.
question. So don't break down and cry on me, okay? What would you like to be remembered for? 100 years from now, you and I are finally gone. 100 years, okay? Because hopefully it's going to be a long time before either one of us leave the scene. What do you want to be remembered
for? If I were remembered for what I just spoke about, I'd be very happy.
Ah.
Call it the hammock in the middle. Call it living in the moment. Call it understanding that you matter because you are talking to somebody, you are relating to somebody, there's somebody looking at you that gets something from it in every moment, living in the moment. If I could be remembered for this conversation, I'd be happy.
Well, how sweet of you to say that. You're the best, Norman. You really are.
Well, and I couldn't appreciate it more. Thank you.
Thank you. And anytime you want to come back, at a moment's notice, we'd love to have you, my friend.
I'm going to take you up on it.
I hope you do.
I'll be back.
Okay, good.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks,
bye.
Norman. Legendary television icon, Norman Lear. When you hear that someone passes away at 101 years old, you say, wow, that's unbelievable. He led a great life and grateful for the time that he spent with us and what he gave us as far as TV entertainment was concerned. But you know, even at that age, and even with all that energy, it comes as a shock because he was such a big influence on our lives starting in the 1970s with all those great television shows. Thank you, Norman, for making us laugh, think, be aware, and totally enjoy your contribution to television. We're going to pause for a moment. There's more to come with Ron Seggi today.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. 25,000 cheering extras. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
It's right on the inside, a beauty to see. Tazzy like it is, she keeps a mystery.
And we are back all across the USA and around the world. You're listening to Ron Segi today, and that is the music from a brand new CD that's out right now. Back in my disc jockey days, I used to play their music all the time. And that, of course, is Foghat. That's from a new album that is out, first time in 7 years, called Sonic Mojo. And the name of that song is She's a Little Bit of Everything. Joining us right now is singer, guitarist Scott Holt. Hi, Scott. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Thanks, Ron. I'm doing good. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. Thanks for joining us. I went through this CD. How come it took 7 years to do this? And this CD is fabulous.
Well, we're real proud of it. We put it together over the last year or so. You know, just got a group of songs together that we were proud of. We had our friend Kim Simmons write some songs for us, and we wrote some ourselves, and then we pulled some of our favorite songs out of the old jukebox and said, let's put this record out. So we're real proud of it.
Now, this group has been together for 50, 52 years. I mean, a long, long time. And members always change. That's kind of natural, except for the Rolling Stones. This group has been together under that title, Foghat, and always kept the music pure to the originals.
Well, I mean, yeah, the band's been together for 51 years.
Wow.
And, of course, you know, the only really surviving original member is Roger,
right,
the drummer. And, you know, he's kind of kept the flag flying. Foghat's always been about music, and that's what we're into now, and we just keep flying that banner. We're celebrating the American music that Foghat built their career on, the songbooks of Chuck Berry and Willie Dixon, and trying to get that stuff to the next generation.
But everybody in the band right now have been with other. Brian Bassett was Molly Hatchet, Wild Cherry, and Rodney Oakwin with the Travers Band. You were the Buddy Guy. So the talent is right there. But is it kind of intimidating when you go into a band that has had so many hits and such a popular group for 51 years? Am I going to do the right thing? Am I going to be true to the form of the format? Is that difficult, Scott?
I don't think. I mean, you know, you can't really think about it like that. I think we were all fortunate because we all came from pretty iconic situations. You know, I played with Buddy Guy for 10 years, so, you know, you're not going to shake me up by putting me in a different situation because I've played with the best.
Right.
And I'm playing with the best now. Roger Earl, one of the most iconic rock drummers of all time.
Mm-hmm.
To be in a band with somebody like that, with Brian Bassett, one of the greatest guitar players, and Rodney O'Quinn, fantastic. I'm very grateful to be in this situation, and it's more of a joyous thing than any kind of intimidation.
8 gold albums, 1 platinum, 1 double platinum album. Unbelievable success, and still touring today. You guys are out there crisscrossing the country, are you not?
Yeah, I mean, that's, you know, I don't know what else we would do. Musicians don't really have a retirement plan. So,
amen.
You know, there's not a point where I'm going to want to be at home watching fishing shows on TV. So, yeah, you're always looking for the bus, and your suitcase is always packed, and we're always ready to roll.
I looked down some of the cities you're going to be at, and I'm going to mention a few of them because I know that there's a lot more than this. You're going to be in St. Charles, Illinois this weekend, Atlantic City, Anna Marie, Florida, Indio, California, and Bremerton, West Virginia, in Las Vegas, in Parker, Colorado, Solana Beach, California. I suggest that you go to their website, foghat.com, right?
That's it, man.
Yeah.
Actually, what we're doing is we're going door to door. We'll be at your house probably tomorrow, knocking on your door. Hey, we're Foghat. Want to hear Slow Ride?
Oh, that's funny. Tim Conway said that to me one time. He says, my show is brand new, but we don't have syndication yet, so just going to go door to door like you guys did. But do go to Foghat.
There you go.
Go to foghat.com. And let's talk a little bit about the fact that it's not only on CD, but vinyl, too. Boy, can you believe this is the phenomenon with vinyl coming back?
Man, we're coming full circle. Vinyl's back, and it sounds better than ever. And we're now finding out the truth. It always did sound better.
Right.
I was always a big fan of the album covers, you know, and the liner notes and all that stuff. And I'm so glad it's back because it was real hard reading that stuff off of a CD package, or especially when they went to streaming. You know, that's just the worst of all media. But yeah, man, vinyl, we got this record's out in purple vinyl, So it's not even just vinyl, it's purple vinyl.
Oh.
That sounds even better.
Yeah, purple has always had a good sound to it, you know. Call me old-fashioned,
exactly.
But purple was really a good sound.
Purple is sonically the best color.
I think, too. When I go into a recording studio, I always say to them, can I have a purple album, because that's bound to be a hit. You got your own label, Foghat Records, and it's distributed by Selecto Hits, which was part of the Sun Records family. Is that the original Sun Records? Did they buy that name?
Yeah. No, that's the Phillips family, Sam Phillips' Prodigies.
Right.
And, you know, we're real grateful and excited to be a part of that family, too. So, I mean, you're talking about the history of rock and roll. Sun Records is the thin end of the wedge as far as rock and roll is concerned. You know, that's where you get your Elvis and your Jerry Lee Lewis from. So.
That's right. And your Roy Orbison and Johnny Cash and all the guys there. How many dates are you going to plan for next year?
We usually do about 70 to 75 dates a year. We're on track for that now. I've already got, you know, about 20 or so booked for next year. So we're a live band in what we do. So it's about getting on the road and seeing the fans and putting on a great show and spreading the gospel of rock and roll.
There you go. And I agree with you 100%. Now, there's an availability of CDs and vinyl purple copies at the Talk Shop Live, right? That you can get while supplies last?
Yeah, you can get it at Talk Shop Live for sure. I think we autographed some signed copies from there. But you can also get it from foghat.com or any of your local outlets.
The reason I mentioned that was because of the fact that you can, at limited supplies last, get the autographed copies, which would be extremely cool. You do a great job. You're one heck of a singer and guitarist. I really mean that. And I'm so glad that you guys are carrying the torch for Foghat, because it was a band that, when it first came on the scene, it had a unique combination of blues, rock, you know, had a lot of things going for it, but a lot of people didn't understand that mixture, and you guys clarified it.
We're still trying to figure it out ourselves.
You're doing a heck of a job doing it. If you ever get down to the Orlando area, Scott, let us know. We'd love to see a show that you're doing.
Oh, that'd be great, Ron. I hope we can do that sometime.
Yeah, I'm going to go look on the site, foghat.com, and find out where you're at. Try to make it out there. Hey, Scott, thanks for joining us. Have a happy holiday, and we look forward to chatting again in 2024.
Ron, thank you so much, man. Have a great day.
Thank you. Got to get this CD, ladies and gentlemen. It is very cool. If you're a fan of this band, and who isn't, you got to get it. It's called Sonic Mojo, Foghat. I'm sure you recognize this hit by Foghat. After a brief pause, we'll be back with more with Ron Sedgie today, nationwide and around the world.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA News Update. Hunter Biden accused Republicans of attempting to use him to destroy his father's presidency during a podcast interview with musician Moby. Biden, who recently faced tax crime charges in California, claimed that Republicans are targeting him to cause a pain that would be challenging for his father, the president, to handle, ultimately harming the presidency. When asked about his limited public defense, Biden mentioned his desire to maintain a low profile to avoid giving Republicans additional ammunition against him or his father. Millions of individuals across the eastern United States are expecting to experience the impact of a significant storm this weekend. Meteorologists predict the storm will extend over 1,200 miles from the Gulf Coast to the Canadian border. Potential snow in the north and the formation of severe thunderstorms accompanied by heavy rain and strong winds throughout the eastern region are expected to intensify through Saturday night and reach full strength by Sunday. I'm Skip Kelly, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
We're back nationwide with Ron Sedgie today. And our next guest was with us frequently over the past few years, but we haven't talked to him in a while, and I'm so glad that he's here right now. The author of 10 books, and he also has the Dick Morris Democracy, which is a podcast, the Dean of Political Strategy, and he's got a brand new book out right now. I got it right in my hands. It's called Corrupt, the Inside Story of Biden's Dark Money. Joining us right now is our friend, Dick Morris. Hi, Dick. How are you? Welcome back to the show. It's been a while.
Well, it's great to be here, and let me also just thank the men and women of the armed services for their wonderful contribution to keeping our country safe and free.
They could not get more accolades because they are exactly, and plus what you just said. God bless them. There's no doubt about it. This book, which I read, there are so many things to discuss in this cobweb that we hear about every day with the Biden administration, and you had an enormous chore of really keeping this thing updated. I mean, you had to put it actually into an e-book sometimes because you write a manuscript, the next day it was obsolete. Well, let's go back. The late Henry Kissinger, we just lost, and Nixon, really back in 1972, were heralded for their breaking the barrier between communist China and ourselves. Then it's gone to hell in a basket, Dick, and it started probably with your former boss, President Clinton, when he was raising money for his legal fees through a Chinese businessman. Where are we with this thing? I mean, this is crazy.
We have to realize that China adopted a strategy of bribing the president as the key to their economic growth. The story began, as you said, with Bill Clinton when he let China into the World Trade Organization, and they used to have to apply for membership annually and prove that they weren't engaging in funds manipulation or export subsidies. And Clinton waived that and gave China the permanent status of membership in the World Trade Organization. That made all the difference in the world for China. They went from $60 billion negative with the U.S. to a balance of trade of $400 billion negative because of the World Trade Organization. Then, but China still needed access to the administration and to get policies adopted in Washington that would help them. And to do that, they decided to bribe Hunter Biden by cutting him in on all kinds of deals, putting him on the board of their energy company, even though he had no experience with energy. China designated Hunter Biden as their broker for all kinds of loans and other business deals. And the only motivation for any of that was just simply his father and being able to do favors for him.
You outline in the book several things that come to the surface. The refusal to cooperate Chinese with the investigation of COVID, Biden's failure to get cooperation with the carbon emission, the fact that Biden is pushing for these EVs knowing darn well that China has a monopoly on the chips, as you mentioned with the World Trade Organization, violating so many things that Biden lets go under the rug. But what I don't understand is that with all the proof, including challenging the investigator in Ukraine to either get off or you're not going to get taxpayers' money from our government, why is this so complicated to figure out?
Well, because Biden and his family have made it so. They have dozens of bank accounts, over 20 shell companies that they set up, and much of the transaction is done in cash. For example, when you look at Biden's tax return for 2017, the first year that he really made a killing with these bribes, there's $10 million of income that's unaccounted for. Mm-hmm. We don't know where it came from. He declared that he paid taxes on it, but there is no indication where it came from. And most likely it was bribed cash. And over the next number of weeks, you're going to see more and more details about that transaction emerge. You mentioned the energy issue. The big thing that Biden has done for China is to shift our entire focus from carbon, from fossil fuels, which we have in abundance, to rare earth mineral-based things like solar batteries and wind turbines, electric vehicles, all of which are dependent on rare earth minerals. And Biden has vetoed plans to build rare earth mineral plants and mines in the United States, claiming that they were endangering a lake and other environmental issues. But in fact, what he's done is to give China stranglehold over the U.S. Energy situation.
Dick, what I don't understand is that I don't know, and I've said this so many times on the air, what the end game is. What are they trying to prove? And the reason I say this is, why is he sacrificing the well-being of this country for personal reasons? Because if they take over as a world power, all of these people, including the Biden family, are going to be history.
Yeah, but the answer to that is self-evident. It's for bribery, money. when Biden left the U.S. Senate, he had a net worth of only $29,000. He was the poorest member of the Senate. And after 4 years out of office, when you'd think his income would go down, he had a net worth of over $10 million. And the difference in those were the bribes that he collected through his sons and his brother's business dealings. And this was an opportunity to strike it rich, and he used it extensively and very effectively. And the reason it's hard to unravel is that he made it hard by disguising it, setting up shell corporations to which the money was transferred, and the policy decisions that he made to help China and hurt the United States were all masked in public policy purposes. He wasn't trying to put us into an energy stranglehold. He was just trying to protect the environment. He wasn't refusing to investigate the origins of COVID. He was trying to smooth out better relations between China and the United States. He let 350,000 Chinese students into the U.S. every year, and Trump had set up an office in the FBI to invest to make sure there was no spying going on. We know there was a great deal. And then Trump set up an office to investigate that and to try to stop the spying. And in his first month or two in office, Biden abolished the office, saying there was racial profiling. So all of his actions are clothed in a public policy, but in fact they're designed for personal enrichment.
He kind of makes Lyndon Johnson look like minor league, you know, because...
it does. What Johnson did was to set up, monopolies on TV stations,
right,
in Austin and WLBJ.
Right.
But that paled in all of the instances of corruption we've had in other presidencies and governorships and other stuff were simply for enrichment, and they didn't harm America. They were unethical and sometimes illegal. But here he's literally helping our worst adversary, at the expense of the United States.
Yeah, and in Lyndon Johnson's case, he had brick and mortar. He showed it was an actual business licensed by the FCC, federal government, and Biden got nothing. It's all smoke and mirrors. What's going to happen next year? And I don't mean from an election standpoint. What's going to happen to Joe Biden?
He's going to be impeached in the House. He'll be acquitted in the Senate.
Sure.
And he'll be defeated for re-election. And after that, who knows? It depends on whether Trump chooses to prosecute or whether he gives Biden a pass, as he gave Hillary Clinton after the election of 2016.
Unbelievable. I give you an enormous amount of credit, Dick. Your research is unbelievable. And have you talked to President Trump recently?
Yeah, we speak two or three times a week.
Mm-hmm.
And he's a brilliant. He thinks he loves the poll numbers. He's not fazed by the indictments. He believes those are going to be either dismissed or make no difference politically. And he's in a great frame of mind. In fact, the other day he was on his way down to Miami to be booked and fingerprinted. And he called me from the car. And I said, how are my poll numbers? And I said, great, you're up by 11 points. And I said, you should get indicted more often.
I love the comment he made about the debate between Newsom and DeSantis. He wrote on his blog there, I wish you much luck. I hope you do very well. Have great success in 2028. He's got a great sense of humor.
He wrote that to DeSantis.
He wrote it to DeSantis and Newsom. He put it, he said, I hope you guys have a great time. Hey, Dick, I know you're on a busy schedule with this book tour, but do me a favor, in the year to come here, after the first year, let's chat again, because it's always nice having you on the show, and we haven't had that opportunity in a while. And the name of the book, it's out right now, it's great reading. It's called Corrupt, The Inside Story of Biden's Dark Money by Dick Morris. And I want to tell you, there's a lot, of course, that we hear on the radio, see on TV, reading the newspapers, but Dick's got the scoop. He's there firsthand, and it's always a pleasure to have you here, my friend.
And by the way, let me congratulate you on having read the book and absorbed it. So many of these interviews the host did not. And it's a pleasure to talk to somebody who's taken the time to do the homework that you've taken.
Well, I'm a presidential buff, and I have a replica of the Oval Office along with the Resolute Desk in my home.
Oh, my goodness.
And when I saw this book come out, I told our producer, you got to get Dick on the air because this is meat and potatoes.
Good.
And thank you for that compliment, and keep up the good work, and I look forward to hearing from you again, okay?
I will, yes, and let's get back on throughout the year.
That sounds great.
Okay.
Thanks, Dick.
Bye-bye.
Dick Morris has been our guest, the premier political strategist, great journalist. And we're going to pause for a second. There's more to come with Ron Segi today.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read one. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious, he almost died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable, he tried Extendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. You should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Welcome back to our lifestyles portion of the show. Joining us right now is our guest, Chris Renner. Hi, Chris. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Ron, thanks for having me.
Reading over what you have done in a remarkable career is extremely impressive. Tell us a little bit about Pinnacle Mountain Homes before we get started and some of the other things we want to talk about today.
Sure. I started our construction company in 2005, really at the tail end of my previous career, which was owning a dot-com business and coming out of the tech world and management consulting. I entered construction, which was a very old school, traditional model of tradesman mentality, and really brought a next generation approach to communication and process, to some pretty remarkable growth on our part as outsiders to the industry, so much so that in 2012, we were actually named America's Best Builder in the whole country by Builder Magazine. At that time, we began expanding into adjacent businesses that also served our clients. We expanded into architecture, interiors, property management, and vacation rentals. And today, I just tell people that we're in the luxury vacation home business.
You took a trade that is a very old trade, construction. You took it and grew it not only successfully, but you've done it with a very intriguing incentive package and treatment of your employees. Tell us about that, Chris.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And, you know, I have always said that our company will only be as great as the great people that we find ourselves with. Keeping and retaining those great people has always been at the forefront of our strategy, I would say. Investing in our employees, investing in their quality of life has really been front and center for us being a people-first company. Probably 8 years ago, we realized that we had accumulated enough Capital One rewards on our business credit card that we were able to take all of our employees to Mexico for a long weekend.
Really?
And it immediately became an annual event. You can imagine how excited everyone was. This year, we were able to take over 100 people to Mexico, and really, it was funded by the rewards that we've generated over the past year on our Venture X business card.
Now, I know that you are featured with Jennifer Garner in this Venture X business advertising campaign. Tell us a little bit about it.
We have been a Capital One customer for many years, and most recently, we have evolved into the Venture X business card. The big key differentiator there is that it has no preset spending limit, and it has a flexible spending capacity. So we're able to buy what we need when we need it, and grow our company as needed, and probably choose to receive the cash and simply give our employees a small bonus. But man, choosing to be intentional about those rewards and treating our employees to a trip to Mexico, I just can't tell you how far it goes to enhancing their life and making them want to be a part of a company that serves them like that.
How do you start this? Do you contact Capital One, tell them your company's goals? Where do you go, Chris?
I would just say check out the Capital One website. We have adopted the Venture X business card.
Is there a company too big, too small to look into this, or is everybody fair game?
You know, that's really a great question. I would refer you to the Capital One website for more information.
Yeah.
And it was great to be a part of such a great company like Capital One.
It's a great idea, Chris. You're doing a good job.
Thanks so much. We certainly are having fun doing what we're doing, that's for sure.
And it works. Where can we go for more information?
I would check out the Capital One website.
Chris, thanks for joining us.
Ron, thanks so much.
Chris Renner, talking about how your business can take off with a new Capital One campaign that is now available. Our next guest in our lifestyle segment is... If you don't listen closely to Elizabeth Warner, you're going to be out of luck when it comes to the latest gifts for the children in our family. Joining us right now is Elizabeth Warner. Hi, Liz. Welcome back to the show.
Hello. Oh, thank you, my friend. It's just a pleasure to be with you.
I don't think we talked about a gift for children that might have a green thumb.
Yes, that's right. Well, I thought that this was intriguing also. This is Educational Experience, the Lego Friends Botanical Garden Set. Now, this is recommended for kids ages 12 and up, and it's a hands-on educational experience. As kids are building this, they're actually going to be learning about real plant species. Once they assemble this, it actually looks like a real botanical garden. There's a beautiful building with a dome that you can see through. They're going to be able to utilize this as a playset so they can interact with it and enjoy it. It is stunning to display.
They've got a ton of toys from the movies this year.
So, Ron, one of them is the Jurassic World Fierce Changers Chase and Roar Tyrannosaurus Rex. This is about a 12-inch long from nose to tail dinosaur. We're going to transform this dinosaur into a vehicle that is inspired by the actual Jurassic World movie. So kids can decide what they want to play with at that moment, enjoy the transformation process, and really have fun. Kids love dinosaurs and they love vehicles, so this is going to be a hit no matter what. Now, for the little ones, they're all about the Paw Patrol, the Mighty Movie. Well, the center of this movie is this massive aircraft carrier. It's the headquarters in the movie. The details on this are amazing. It's 2 feet long, couple feet wide. When the kids push down on the command center, the whole thing transforms and pops open into this really cool rescue mode where there's all these different areas for the kids to play with all of their favorite Paw Patrol characters. It is ginormous.
Preschoolers looking at computer screens and things like that. So what do you do to get them off the screens?
It's so true. One of the items I have with me today is the Step 2 Cook and Care Corner Kitchen and Nursery. Wow. Now, this is about 3.5 feet high, about 5 feet wide. It actually is designed to fit beautifully in the corner of a room. And one side of this is a full kitchen. Ron, we've got the refrigerator, the freezer, the oven, the stovetop, even a sink, a working light, real working accessories when you put the blender on or the pot onto the actual stove. The other side is a nursery, and it's designed for kids to come all around it and play together and imagine. There was a game that came out when my sons were little called Bakugan. It's classic. They've updated it. Well, there's a stand that kids can play their cell phones, and they can video their battles, and then they can upload those, so they get to record the action, Ron. It just brings that classic play into sort of the modern day age.
You know, when I go with my grandchildren to go visit Santa Claus at the mall, I just take a recording of my shows with the interviews with Elizabeth, and I say, "Old Saint Nick, put this in your sled when you go up to the North Pole tonight, and just listen to this, and anything that Elizabeth says, bring to my grandchildren." It's much easier that way.
Oh, thank you, my friend. Well, you know, it makes me so happy to bring joy to children.
Elizabeth, we'll wait for your next return.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you, my dear friend.
Elizabeth Warner has been our guest, our exclusive toy expert on the show. Take her advice. And that wraps up our lifestyle segment on the show for this week, and I'll be right back.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
That's a wrap with Ron Seggi today on the second weekend of December. I want to thank you and our guests for being part of the past 2 hours. And our guests include actor John Larroquette, superstar Michael Bublé, 60s rocker and out with a new song today, Brian Hyland, Scott Holt, lead singer of Foghat, Dick Morris, Carl Renner, Elizabeth Warner, and our tribute to the legendary Norman Lear. We'll be looking for your company come next week when we're going to do it again live all across the USA and around the world with Ron Seggi today. And until then, I'm Ron Seggi, hoping that you have blue skies and green lights.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.